looks like August is National Breastfeeding Awareness Month. What is this all about?
Well, what it's all about is we're looking at the year of the healthy child. This past year, we've done everything we can to highlight the issues involved with health and safety and welfare of our children. And this month of August is the National Breastfeeding Month and fits perfectly within the year of the healthy child. What we're trying to do this month is to emphasize the importance of breastfeeding, that all of our children do better when they are breastfed. So getting that information to moms and dads and to our society in general that will accommodate, will support, will encourage moms to breastfeed so that their children have a better chance of reducing infections, ears, respiratory, diarrhea, and also for improved chances of not becoming overweight or obese. So there's a lot of reasons to breastfeed, but all of them relate to the health of your child.
Now, but what about for women who, just for one reason or another, cannot breastfeed? I mean, what should they do?
Well, depending on the reasons, and there are many, some of them are cultural, some of them are personal, some of them are medical. They need to have the discussion with their primary care provider to look at what the alternatives are for them. Some moms can, you know, provide, bank their breast milk. Some can use banked breast milk, depending on where you are. But there are options for those moms, and they represent a small portion of all moms who can breastfeed. What we want to make sure is that all moms who are able to breastfeed have the information and are within an environment that encourages and accommodates them to breastfeed their children.
Well, it just seems to me that if you're able to breastfeed, it's the more natural way to do things. But are there? It sounds like maybe there are women out there who have the ability and just decide not to?
There are some. There are some because of personal reasons. There are some because of cultural reasons. I mean, we are a country steeped in diversity with, you know, hundreds of different cultures from all over the world that make up the United States. And sometimes, you know, we have to ask a few questions to find out if there are barriers and so on. But where possible, we want to make sure that every mother who has the ability to does breastfeed because the chances of raising healthier children are increased.
Now, you have some other tips here that I see. What are some other things that moms should be doing to make sure their children are as healthy as possible?
Well, that's great, and that kind of fits perfectly within the year of the healthy child. And the first thing is, when you're pregnant, and even before you're pregnant, if you're within the age of pregnancy and you're contemplating becoming pregnant, make sure you're eating healthy. Take a multivitamin. Have folic acid within your diet, either supplement it or make sure you're getting enough folic acid, because there are 150,000 birth defects in this country every year, and about 80% of them are preventable through just good prenatal care, good nutrition, and some vitamin supplements in some cases. So that's real important, and you have to have the discussion with your primary care provider. Next is, when the baby is born, make sure that you're hooked into a primary care provider, a pediatrician, somebody who's going to follow the growth and development of your child. Make sure they get the immunizations on time. Make sure that you are taking all safety precautions, that the car seat is appropriate for your baby when you transport. As they grow, make sure the car seat is appropriate. Make sure that seat belts are worn. For the child that is growing, make sure that the house is safe-proof so that they can't get into things that could harm them. As they grow older, make sure they're wearing a helmet when they ride their bike or on their skateboard. Make sure that they are in appropriate seat belts in the car. Most of the disease and disability that our children suffer from can be prevented by proactive moms and dads and family members.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add on that?
No, but I'd like to say thank you very much for getting the word out for us. I realize I'm only one Surgeon General, and my staff and I work very hard to try and increase awareness in society, but it is really through all of you and the partnerships we form. So thank you very much for taking the time to get this important information out.
No problem. But before you go, we would like to ask you one other thing. There was an article in the New York Times rather last week talking about how the New York City Health Department wants all of its restaurants to stop serving foods that contain trans fats.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see this as something that, I mean, it seems, you know, for something like New York City, a place like that especially, is that possible? And how should it be done maybe even for the federal government and federal workforce?
I think what needs to be done, first of all, is that there's a general lack of awareness as to what trans fats are. And, of course, these are fats that have been shown to be not helpful in maintaining optimal health. They are primarily fats that are generated artificially in foods to preserve foods. And so we have come over the last several years to understand that you should minimize the amount of trans fats in your diet. The average person doesn't understand this. The average person struggles to read a food label, and it's very difficult to know what food you're eating, whether you prepare it yourself or you purchased it already prepared, if it has a trans fat. So one of the things we have to do is increase the health literacy in our society that people understand and then can make good informed decisions. As we move along, though, we see that various workplaces, governments, advocacy groups are taking action on their own to encourage people to decrease the amount of trans fats, and New York is one of those areas that's decided they want to discourage the use of trans fats.
Do you see this as something that's going to become a growing trend in cities across the country and in, say, federal workplaces?
I think that the growing trend is going to be that we're pushing for improved health literacy so that all Americans understand the consequences of all of the decisions they make that affect their health and therefore can make prudent decisions. I think the market will be driven by healthy consumers who reject certain added fats in their diet, certain things that are not nutritional, that if they don't purchase that, the manufacturers will change their manufacturing habits and accommodate the needs of society who don't want to purchase things that are bad for their health.
Right, but one of the problems is if you go to a place like McDonald's, for example, a lot of what their more healthier choices are more expensive than things you can get on the dollar menu. Granted, there are a couple things, but most of the stuff on the dollar menu is the cheapest stuff. It's the worst for you. And if you can't afford the healthy food, then most people are going to say, forget it, I'll take the cheap way out.
You're right, and those things are in transition in our society. Since you mentioned McDonald's, I'll tell you, my former boss, Secretary Thompson, and I went to McDonald's a couple of years ago. Actually, it was almost 3 years now when I was a new Surgeon General. We went to many other food manufacturers, fast food and just regular food manufacturers, and spoke to them about partnering with us to try and change eating habits, providing better information for the public, not wanting to impede, you know, the open market, but to say, look, you all are moms and dads and grandpas also, help us to make America healthier. And what we've seen is that the supersize went away, for instance, at McDonald's. They were willing to entertain making their food differently. They were willing to provide more information to the consumer to make healthy choices. The dollar menu does have some salads that are healthy. The child's menu now has, as a snack, no longer fatty foods or french fries, but offers fruit option. So we're seeing a change in fast food manufacturing, but still it comes down to the consumer making a healthy choice. We must provide the information to the consumer to encourage them to make those healthy choices.